It was said during the COVID-19 pandemic that regions like Cairns were a huge beneficiary of a bit of an exodus from capital cities. People wanted to, well, I guess they reassessed how they were living, where they were living, and they thought, you know what, I want to enjoy the lifestyle. And of course, with remote work, working from home, the net, the NBN, all that sort of stuff, people were able to work from anywhere. And why wouldn't you move to a place like Cairns, live in paradise, and work from anywhere? To that effect, I was just interested to know whether that trend is still continuing. And we're lucky and fortunate enough now to have a chat to Paul Fowler. Now, Paul is Executive General Manager from Commonwealth Bank. He's in the Regional and Agri-Business section there at CommBank. They've teamed up with the Regional Australia Institute to publish a quarterly trend, a set of data that really tracks this exact topic. So I'm a bit of a data nerd, so very excited to have a chat to Paul. He's on the line from Sydney. Paul, first of all, welcome to the show. I know you've just been in Cairns, in fact, so we might have a quick chat about that as well. But look, talk to us about this Regional Movers Index. The latest survey is out. What did you find?
Yeah, thanks very much, Gavin. Great to be with you. Look, it's really exciting continuation of the trend where we are seeing city dwellers make the move, as you say, to wonderful locations like the far north of Queensland and more broadly across regional Australia, really driving population growth in our regions. Maybe just to reflect on what is the data set. Across our 10 million plus customer base, we're able to track migration patterns around the country. And so the richness of that data allows us in relatively real time to understand those migration patterns, what's happening, and it provides an invaluable resource for both government but also private sector to make sure we're investing in our regional towns and cities to ensure we're catering for those growing populations.
It's fantastic to have such up-to-date data. I think state governments, that population shift data or the population growth data really lags. I think it's only annual and it's a very historical look. So to have that almost up-to-the-minute data from, as you said, 10 million customers, wow, right across the nation, that's absolutely fantastic. Paul, talk to us about the reasons that people are still moving. As I said, it was a bit of a big trend during COVID. You could understand that people in big lockdowns in capital cities realizing they wanted to change. So you could understand why it may have happened in COVID. But yeah, to see it still happening, why is that still happening?
I think it's a few reasons, Gavin. If we certainly, as you alluded to there, saw a spike in terms of migration to the regions during lockdowns and the height of the COVID period. But even now, in this most recent September data, we're seeing a 15% uptick in net migration, in migration to the region relative to pre-pandemic levels.
Wow, 15%.
15%, and on a net basis, so that's mapping not just city folks choosing to move to the regions, but also a reduction in regional folks moving to the cities. It's actually up 70% relative to pre-pandemic levels. Right. So a real shift in the way a national population is trending. And to your question, why is that the case? I think it's a number of reasons. I think, one, through the COVID period, a heightened level of focus in terms of lifestyle options and actually wanting to reflect on where do I want to be? Where do I want to raise my family? Where do I want to pursue a future and the attraction of our wonderful regions across the country, number one. Number two, affordability is increasingly an issue for all Australians, given the inflationary environment we're in, impacts in terms of food prices, energy prices, and our regions do provide a more affordable way of living relative to the cities. And then thirdly, and I think really importantly, it's the strength of the regional economies. Mm-hmm. Job vacancies across regional Australia have never been higher than they are mm-hmm. today, 93,000 jobs across the country. That's up about 30% year on year. So regional economies in general are booming. There's wonderful employment opportunities across a diverse range of industries. And so increasingly, city dwellers are seeing those economic opportunities, they're seeing the lifestyle options, and they're seeing the affordability, and they're deciding to make the move.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because affordability and great lifestyle or place to raise a family, those factors, I think, have always been in play in regional Australia. But you're right, it's perhaps the confluence of all of those factors now, including incredible job opportunities. The online job vacancies, I know, are up, 30 to 50% over the past year. So it's almost as if all of the stars have aligned for regional Australia. It's fantastic to hear. Now, the top five regions, I guess, are to be expected. The top five regions that have attracted the bulk of these new movers, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Geelong down in Victoria, Illawarra, Newcastle. I guess they're cities that are close to capitals. They're a couple of hours away in a radius from those capitals. So what about a place like Cairns, though? I mean, we are obviously quite a long way away, as you've just discovered, from the nearest capitals. How does Cairns fare in the wash-up of things?
Yeah, Cairns fares very favourably. It's great to spend a couple of days in Cairns this week, spending time with our teams on the ground and many of our customers at the bank who are doing wonderful things in far north Queensland. Cairns is actually rated 8th nationally in terms of an LGA.
Great.
Of attracting that population shift. Mm. So really high up, and you know, regional Queensland more broadly beyond the hubs of Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast that you mentioned, we're also seeing Townsville and Toowoomba feature in the top 10 of places Australians are looking to move. Narrowing in on Cairns, this last 12 months relative to the 12 months prior, another 5% uptick in the level of migration. But actually just looking at the quarter to September and comparing that to the prior year's quarter, actually up 20% in terms of migration patterns in Cairns. So really strong outcomes for the city and for very good reason.
And so I guess if you took out those top five almost satellite cities from the capitals, Gold Coast, Sunny Coast, Geelong, I mean, you could almost say that Cairns is in the top three. If we're at number 8 when you count those big five, we're actually almost in the top three once you take out those big five satellite cities.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And you know, at a sort of national level, what we're seeing is typically where people are leaving is in the most recent year, Sydney,
right,
predominantly. Okay. 50% of people leaving cities, and then Melbourne being about 35%. Mm. So people are leaving Sydney and Melbourne, and predominantly they're moving to Queensland.
Mm.
More than a third of the migration into regional Australia is landing in Queensland. And beyond some of those satellite cities, as you say, close to the major metropolitan, Cairns right up there on the national scale.
Fantastic. You're hearing from Paul Fowler. Paul is Executive General Manager with Commonwealth Bank's Regional and Agribusiness Section. Paul, as we said at the start, you have just been in Cairns. In fact, I think you flew back yesterday. Tell us, I always like to have a chat to people who are visiting from capital cities. Your impressions, just in general, of Cairns? Did it feel busy to you? Did you get out and about to some restaurants? What did you think?
Yeah, it was great to be there, Gavin. And certainly, I was really impressed with the level of activity across the Cairns market. There's been obviously significant investment in tourism infrastructure in the couple of years prior to COVID. A really tough couple of years during lockdowns as tourists were unable to access the city, but certainly, you know, if I reflect on the cost of a hotel room in Cairns, tell me the tourism sector is booming. Speaking to a number of our tourism and hospitality related clients in the region, you know, their hotels are full, the restaurants are full. I understand if you wander up the coast of Port Douglas and you want a restaurant booking that's several weeks in advance, you need to be prepared for that. So really, really strong signs across the community, and then more broadly into other sectors of the economy, the agricultural community, into the tablelands, having a really strong period, and a lot of that prosperity feeding its way back into the city as well. So very excited by what I saw, and really pleased to see our customers thriving in that opportunity.
Very good. And that's without many international visitors in our city as well. Of course, we're such a huge, huge reliance on international tourists. So we're doing well without those internationals. So it certainly is good signs at the moment. All right, fantastic update. So very, very exciting for our population. I think it's great. But as you said as well, the data needs to be used by governments to adequately fund our infrastructure, because those growing pains, they're already being felt. Certainly, you know, we're not used to congestion on the roads here in Cairns, but certainly coming in from the northern beaches every morning, you can feel it. So you're right that the governments need to pay attention to this survey and really adequately fund that infrastructure. And hopefully that population trend continues. Paul Fowler from Commonwealth Bank, thanks, mate, for your update today.
Great pleasure. Thanks, Gavin.